Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is back with us. And Darren, a stunning weekend, wasn't it, for the athletics, for the teams in Portugal?
Justin, it really, really was. I have to say, they brought the curtain down. It's been a terrific year, 2025, for Irish athletics. I have to say, a real revival, and there's so much great talent coming through at the moment. The cross-country championships, what a performance there. 4 medals in total. The Irish men claimed a silver medal in the team event. First senior men's medal there in 25 years, all 5 inside the top 20. Nick Riggs won gold in the under 23 event. Nick will be live on the show a little bit later on. First time an Irishman has taken an individual gold at one of these meetings. The 23 is also winning team gold. Emma Hickey secured a bronze medal in the under 20 race. Emma is just 16 from Wexford, our first female under 20 medalist. And I just love this story, to be honest with you. She's been talking to Cillian Sheeran from Athletics Ireland.
Really good. I wasn't expecting it at all. Like, I knew I wanted to do well, but like, I just didn't think it'd be possible. Like, I don't know, because I'm only like 16, and yeah.
It's been overall a really, really impressive season for you, from Autumn Open to then becoming national champion and third here today. How do you reflect on the season? I know it's all pretty raw at the moment.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, my first kind of proper season, and just good to finish off this good. Like, I think I'm running better now than I was like the whole season, so hopefully I can go into next season like even better and improve my times and everything.
16.
And she has, what, three more years ahead of her at that grade. That's 20. Fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, it really,
and that course yesterday, they said the course in Derry a couple of weeks ago was horrendous. Mm. Apparently yesterday was even tougher again. Mm. So
like a BMX track, I think. Yeah, described as
mad stuff. Now, speaking of great stories, what about this one? Charlie Smith, the former Down footballer, he took up American football, I'd say it was about 2 years ago. He had his home debut last night, and he had a home debut to remember for the New Orleans Saints as they beat the Carolina Panthers in the NFL last night. He kicked a 47-yard field goal to secure the win with 6 seconds left on the clock.
From 47, it's on the way. It is good. There is a marker down.
Yeah, look, I was just delighted to get the opportunity, and you know, we've got a great operation at night. Like, I never even have to think about the ball being in the right spot with the right hole, because Zach and Kay are so good. And it was a cool moment, and one I'll never forget. I think I've got a habit of like looking, seeing it's good, and then sort of turning away, or to, you know, I'm not really in control of my body at that stage. So you know, whatever happens, and I think I might have looked at their sideline. I was, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that. But look, division opponent, you know, it's, you know, a big rivalry or whatever. So it was a fun moment, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll definitely never forget it anyway. So yeah, look, you know, but this is, you know, for me, you know, I'm still in the practice squad, so I want to be a part of this team, and I want to play here. I love it here. You know, it nearly feels like home here. You know, and obviously in America, I feel like I've got two homes now, New Orleans and Mayo Bridge. So it's pretty cool, you know.
There you go. I have to explain that last part of it, because in the dressing room afterwards, the NFL give great access to the camera. So they were in the dressing room. His coach presented him with the ball for winning the match for them.
Brilliant.
And then that's all his teammates jumping in.
Fantastic.
And making a big deal of him. Brilliant. So a popular figure in the dressing room. So what a story. Unbelievable. Athenry and St. Finbarr's played out a thrilling draw in the AIB All-Ireland Club Camogie final. Athenry came from 6 points down with 5 minutes to go to secure the draw. Now they'll meet again in the replay in early January for that. Therese Donoghue inspired her team to come from behind, named player of the match afterwards. And Therese is one of the greatest players to have ever played the game. Formerly Therese Maher, as we know. She's now 44 and mother to 3 kids, and she's still lighting up Croke Park.
Exhausted, to be honest. Every blade of grass this pitch seems to get wider and wider as you get older.
But, as you get older.
As you get older. There's a lot of ground to cover, but look, I'm just so glad that we get another bite of the cherry, because there was more in us. We ran a lot of ball down the channels, and we just didn't convert them, and a few points went astray, and it could have been a closer, but there was 10 minutes to go there, and I'd have taken a draw at that stage, where I think we were 5 points down. But these
you
girls
were six
have
down
we were
with
six
5
down,
minutes to go,
and we could have got a goal.
You could have had a goal.
Jessie was very unlucky, and she 100% took the right option, and the goalie pulled it off, and a few that went wide. But look, they're a fine team, and they fairly ran at us in the first 10 minutes of the first half. But yeah, look, if we could hurl like that for more minutes than we did in the last five, we have there's still more in us. So look, and I'm just delighted that we have another bite of the cherry.
I hope you have no plans for Christmas, because it's going to be the replay. It's going to be the first weekend of January.
I have three kids, Darren. Have you? But no plans for Christmas.
Oh, that's the last thing you needed. But look, you're still there.
Look, we're still in it. If you'd have said to me, with what you say, 5 minutes ago, that we'd come out and get another chance and it'd be the draw, I'd have taken your hand off. So, look, we'd have another go at it.
Yeah, well done to Therese there.
It's rough though, isn't it, having to go through Christmas and then you have to have that replay in
now,
the first weekend in January.
They would have snapped your hand off with five minutes to go for the replay, I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
You won't be able to enjoy
the Donoghue House.
The
full will be a crazy one.
A lot of protein
Christmas.
Turkey.
Yeah,
a
lot of that, yeah. 18-year-old John Short added two more gold medals at the Irish Winter Nationals yesterday. Manchester City beat Crystal Palace 3-0. So the gap now at the top of the Premier League, just 2 points from Arsenal. Nottingham Forest 3-0 winners against Tottenham. Sunderland beat Newcastle 1-0. Aston Villa overcame Brentford 3-2. Celtic lost 3-1 to St Mirren in the League Cup in Scotland. The Irish women's hockey team lost 2-1 to England in the Pro League yesterday. And the Tom Cleary-trained, oh my word, won the Irish Stallion Farms Future Champions Flat Race at Navan. Derek O'Connor on board there.
It's a humbling experience every Monday morning here. I always feel I spent too much of the weekend sitting on the sofa. Darren, thanks a million listening to all of them. And Nick Griggs still to come on the programme before 9 with his gold medal.